welcome to the Shame Free Zone with Veronica Monet, your friendly former sex worker and certified sexologist. The Shame Free Zone is a safe place for your questions and your secrets about all things sexual.
Wow, we got a great show for you tonight. I'm very excited. Never done this before. We're going to be following along online, live, as we speak, to look at art, erotic art. And my guest tonight is St. Louis artist Terry Hinkle. You may remember Terry Hinkle. He's also an author, and he channels information about the divine feminine. And last time he was on, he was talking to us about Plan B. This time, he'll be probably sharing a little bit about that with us as well, because almost everything Terry does has got a spiritual overlay. But we're actually going to be looking at some beautiful, beautiful art here. He just started offering his cards online and has gotten over 8,000 people have sent his cards to their loved ones. So I think that speaks volumes about the appeal of his art. But anyway, Terry, welcome so much to the Shame Free Zone. Thank you for joining us again.
Hey, thanks, Veronica, for having me on again. I tell you what, that last conversation that we had was, of all the interviews that I've conducted or been a part of, was one of my favorites of all time. So I'm so excited to be back on.
Well, what a sweet thing to say. Thank you. I, you know, when you sent me an email with your art, I just thought, oh my God, we totally got to have this guy back on.
Thanks.
And I had no idea that we were going to actually be able to do a live presentation, too. So, for those of you who are listening, you can go over to Twitter, twitter.com, Veronica Monet. I have, Twitter to the, links that you need to go to in order to follow the art show, but I'll also read it out loud to you. It's www.hinkleart, that's H-I-N-K-L-E-A-R-T, hinkleart.com, / about_the_artist.html, or you can make it your life easy for yourself and just simply go to www.hinkleart.com, click on galleries, and then scroll to the bottom of the page. And you'll see a little window. It says Terry's art presentation for Veronica Monet's radio show. And it's got
just for you.
Green arrow asking you to enter.
It's pulsing. You're right.
Yeah. So, let me ask you, it looks like you got about 16 stills here. Are you you want to kind of narrate as we work through, right?
You know, I thought that'd be kind of fun. It's just, I'd never seen this done before, and, you know, I agree with you about internet radio is the way to go. It's just such a wonderful thing that when you're talking to somebody, you can go right to their website, see their books, see what they're doing. It's so interactive, and I thought, well, let's just ramp it up a little bit and put all the artwork up there, and I picked some ones that are very, very special, And this has only been happening for the last 2 months, Veronica. I've only started doing my artwork again just lately, so it's just been happening fast.
Well, yes. So you're obviously resonating with a lot of people, I would think.
Well, it was so interesting that, you know, like we talked last time about Plan B, that, you know, I started as an artist or an illustrator years ago, but, you know, I quickly went to the dark side, went into advertising, and, you know, been in that forever. But, you know, after I had that nationally syndicated radio show for years, and, you know, talking to all these wonderful, you know, the metaphysics, science, theology, spirituality, paranormal, you know, all that stuff, that's what helped me put together Plan B, Secrets of the Divine Feminine. But as you know, and we talked about last time, when you enter into that feminine energy, that's the energy, you know, of creativity. And so I started, you know, doing the artwork for my book, and I taught some art at the high school here, and then I just got into that creative flow. I started listening to that creative muse, it's not surprisingly after, you know, not surprising to you, I'm sure, that after really listening and understanding that feminine creative energy, that I started doing my art, and it's just, it did. It took off so fast. People got so excited, and we can go into it a little bit if you wanted to before we get looking at the artwork is, putting that energy into that artwork.
No, tell us more about it. Absolutely.
Well, it's one of those things that, as you know, as you understand, that, you know, everything in the world is energy. I mean, it's just, you know, everything that we do, everything we see, everything we feel, everything that happens to us is our expressions of energy. So this artwork, too, as I was putting together each one of these different pieces, I would purposefully put an alchemy of energy into that artwork. You know, you've seen different pieces of artwork that would affect you a certain way, either bad, you hated it, or, oh my gosh, there's just something about that. I don't know what it is. I have to have it. I have to be around it. And it was what I truly believe, what that artist was feeling, what they were doing, their passion. Anything that you do with passion, it shows. A good example of this is when you're cooking dinner. Say a mom is cooking dinner for her kids. She's had a bad day. It's just, oh, my God. She's cooking, and she throws the food in front of the kids and goes, here, eat it. Well, she might as well be putting poison in the food. She is just, that energy that she has transferred to that food. And it's the same thing with this art. I've each one of these pieces we're going to be talking about has a different vibration of energy that when you own it, when you see it, when you have it, the original or prints, whatever it is, still contains that energy and helps create that in you. So I don't know what you think about that, but it's something I truly believe in.
No, I you know, more and more, this is going to sound ridiculous to you, but I've been, we're looking at erotic art, all these beautiful naked women, and I'm going to go talk about the dog whisperer, but that's the way my brain works. I have been watching Cesar Millan on TV, you know, he has the show The Dog Whisperer.
Yeah.
And I just found it really amazing because consistently what he does is, you know, yes, he works with the dogs, but largely he works with the owners, the
right.
People who think their dog has a problem. and without fail, his message is over and over again, energy, energy, energy.
Yes.
So he keeps asking people, what are you thinking and what are you feeling? And they go, well, but I'm worried because the dog bit before. And it's like, well, that was before. You have to think totally new thoughts. You have to be in a totally different, your dog will make whatever your energy says come true.
True.
And,
well, you know,
I just think that may be the biggest message that humankind is really going to have to, you know, come to terms with. You know, we had the movie The Secret. There's another movie coming out now, someone I know, Peter Miller, is actually going to be appearing in that movie. It's called The Compass. And we're just seeing this over and over again, that people are starting to realize that it is your intention, your energy, where you live is what creates what's happening around you. And if you don't want to go so far as to, you know, believe in laws of attraction and think that we're creating things with our thoughts, at the very least, you know, the dog whisperer. The dog will do what you're thinking.
Well, it's just, and you know, you understand Tantra and actually, you know, the energy of the human body, the energy of emotions, and that's one of the things that the vibrations of those higher levels of basically feminine energy, you know, there's male and female, plus, minus, positive and negative, that feminine aspect of energy that we talked about last time that you really yourself know so much about is that, you know, this is the aspect of, you know, everything that's benevolent, sexual, spontaneity, feeling, instinct, intuition, love, all come from that aspect of the feminine energy. And, you know, when people can actually bring that in, things change so drastically and for the better. It brings in that higher energy that then really does change the energy around to a higher vibration. And so that's what I'm trying to do with this artwork. It just so happened that the first artwork I did were beautiful women. It just came right from the divine feminine from Plan B. And yes, I'm going to be doing pretty little trees and things too, but just a little bit different. But very quickly, it just took off. Within weeks, it was put into like here in town, this Brewington's here in town was just right after I started doing it in their gallery. This lady, like you said, that has the e-cards, Tracy from Amazing Dreams Publishing. You know, all of a sudden she put it on there in mid-February, and just in the month of February, that many people downloaded them. They just were drawn to that vibration for some reason. So I'm excited. I'm having so much fun again. You know, and
totally
talking to you.
Excited. If are you? I'm just going to check in with our listeners here for a minute and let people know we're hooked up all the way you could possibly get hooked up here. I'm on Skype, Veronica Monet. You can send me a message on Skype if you want, or you can Twitter me. I got the Twitter window open as well. That's twitter.com/Veronica Monet. And you can call us toll-free at 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. But whatever you do, please hop on your computer and go to hinkleart.com and click on galleries, scroll to the bottom of the page, and enter the slideshow. These are some amazing, beautiful images. Right now, I'm looking at Angel Feather.
I'm going to click on her right now, so I'm looking at the same thing. Yeah.
Yes. And I see you worked with ink and chalk and colored pencil. It's absolutely gorgeous. I love the way that feather is just teasing the crack of her beautiful butt.
Well, it was one of these things. The first two we're going to look at, that angel feather and fruit of knowledge, but since we're on angel feather first here, these were two of the first that came in dreams while I was writing Plan B. These were two that I sketched out early on. And then just over the holidays, put these things together and trying to play with different things again. But this angel feather, she was to depict innocent sensuality. I mean, this is to help people feel comfortable again with that, like what we talked about last time, the spiritual and the sexual energy, which is the same thing. And angel feather was to bring that out again and to give you that feeling of innocent sensuality, and she has been winning all sorts of awards. I mean, just bearbrush.com, she won second place in their international contest just last month, and she's been
now,
racking
who's
up all
she? I'm sorry, I'm confused. She has been winning all... Oh, this particular...
Oh, Angel Feather.
Oh, is that... Angel you refer Feather. To your paintings as... okay.
Well, it's a woman. You can kind of tell it's a woman there. So.
Well, I was going to ask you now, do you have female models, or where did you get that exquisite rear end?
Well, I've known a few, you see. As an artist, I sometimes take my own pictures. Sometimes a lot of it is, it's just a gift that I have had, Veronica, since I was a little kid. I could hold a crayon and do the Sistine Chapel. It was one of those things that it was a part of my creative gifts of being able to draw. So this was just a little sketch I did, and again from a dream that I had, and put her together. So she was the first.
Well, it's just exquisite. I absolutely adore her body.
Well, thank you.
Love the round bottom and the little breasts. It's just beautiful.
Well, thank you. There's been quite a few women. This is something that's very, very interesting to me. It wasn't surprising that most of the people so far that have gotten so excited and have been buying the artwork, the prints, and different things have been women. It's, I'd say, 90% of the people that have bought the artwork and have sent me all sorts of emails and have been women. So
wow.
it's really attracting women more than men right now, or at least they're the ones that are talking about it the most.
Right. Well, and I would imagine that you find that pretty gratifying, since you're trying to speak to, you know, you're not just wanting to make erotic art here. You're wanting to make meaningful spiritual art that
Well, let's click on the next one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just get that.
Did this come to you in a dream, too?
These first two, that's why I put these first up there, that angel feather and fruit of knowledge, they were the first two that I saw in dreams. And you can't see, that's the one thing, the quality of this isn't as good. These pictures are on the website also, that people can go to look at it a little bit nicer and clearer. But this was the fruit of knowledge and the apple. And the angel, the girl who was on to the side like this, and if you can look real closely, the vines making those beautiful little designs they're all coming to the different chakras. You can see the one to her crown chakra, the one to her throat chakra, heart, the different colors of the chakras there, which naturally.
The flowers.
Yeah.
It's like the flowers that are attached to the leaves are connecting with her chakras.
And this is what I was supposed to, this one is carrying the energy of just knowledge to let everybody know that they already have access to all the knowledge they need. And this was to be, to help people feel that being comfortable with their own guidance, their own knowledge, and again, it's all for women right now. Men love it too, but, it really resonates and vibrates for women, especially.
Well, you're very gifted. I have to tell you, these first two photos are, I'm sorry, you can't call them paintings, do you?
You know, I do. I just kind of grab whatever's there. I don't just start it as only oil pastel. So it's really, all this is pretty well mixed media. It's just whatever I find, and I grab it and try it. And so really, you know, a good artist, a good athlete, a good writer, a good, you know, anybody, when you get into the flow, you just let yourself go and get into the flow and don't really try to, you know, this is not produced with my mind. This is just produced, I think directly from my heart. So I just let it go and whatever. I'm as surprised as anybody when I step back afterwards and think, wow, did I do that? So it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it's stunning. I mean, it looks so real that it looks like, you know, my inclination would have thought that this is a photograph that somebody has put a background and some shading into.
Well, I like a lot of times, Veronica, what I do is, and you'll see some pieces coming up in a little bit, where I've always loved blending. I love taking traditional and working it with new media. I love what we're doing here. I mean, this is the new media, but you talk about traditional things and very, very important things that usually you wouldn't be able to get to people. My artwork, same thing, is that I'll draw and I'll sketch and then I'll scan into my computer and then I'll play with it in Photoshop a little bit and then I'll print it out again and put pastels on top of it. So it's a blending where one is not really that much more important than the other. Some are just pure traditional mediums, but a lot of it is a blending.
Wow. Do you ever use photographs in your blending?
I do. You'll see some of the ones that we have. I use for reference quite a few different photos, and I put things together. I take some. Some are sketches. Some are my photos. Some are friends' photos. Some, just from all over the place. And you'll see that when we do the chakra paintings that are very, very powerful later on in this presentation, you'll be able to see. And those were, you know, photographs that I took and then used those as reference to paint from. So, it's fun. Well, the next one in pieces, this one you might find very, very interesting, these next two pieces. This is in pieces one, and the next one is in pieces two. This is something I'm sure you talk to a lot of women about, and it's one of the things that women, as we know, have let themselves become so fragmented by religion and society's unempowering teachings. We talked about that last time a little bit. This is about bringing all these seemingly, quote-unquote, seemingly different pieces back together again. You see that, you know, they're all different colors, they're all different, but it really is one body, one person, one thing that, you know, women have been taught to believe that things are separate and things are dichotomies when it's all really truly the same. And so these
right.
next two pieces is bringing those pieces back together. So that's what these are about.
Wow. Now, did this theme come to you in a dream, or?
This was something, you know, this was something that's very, very, very interesting. It was a concept and a feeling that I had received while I was doing Plan B and in meditation, seeing these different pieces of souls coming together back again. The information I got to help women realize that, you know, it isn't just spirituality and it isn't our sexuality or male or female or this or that. It was all one thing. So I saw these pieces kind of coming together, and that's why this happened. It was a little bit of both, dreams, meditation, and just the information that came. So In Pieces 1 was the first one, and the next one, In Pieces 2, was the second one in the series. So it was, it's fun with that series. There's another one coming up later on that you'll like, too, that's pieces of things. And I just got through tonight doing one of a beautiful tree that has all the different pieces torn, different pieces done, and put back together so it shows pieces of the same tree in different times of the season. So,
oh wow,
it's pretty powerful. I'm having fun with those.
Well, you know, this kind of art appeals to me. You've seen my logo,
I love how. Now, how did you do that? That woodpecker.
Well, you know, it's photographs and a bunch of Photoshop, and I didn't do it. My good friend Nadeem Hassan did it. And
he's incredibly
talented man. I told him, I said, look, somehow or another I need you to bring woodpeckers, pileated woodpecker in particular, and cougars and hummingbirds together with me, because those are like my totem animals, and that's all I know. I don't know what else to tell you. So he picked the photo that he used of me, and he ended up taking a picture of this great oak tree that sits right outside my office window. And I don't have to tell you that oak trees are sacred trees in indigenous cultures. So, he's been putting this big oak tree in the background, and the woodpecker is blended with my head. And then he's got the cougar in the four directions, and the hummingbird coming out of my heart. So
I've always felt that was a strong. I've always wanted to talk to you about that, and I'd made a note to talk to you about that tonight. I'm glad you brought it up, because exceptional work, exceptional energy coming from that, exceptional design, and I just please pass that along to the artist.
I will. Nadeem is like, he's like my soul brother from the other side of the globe. So he grew up in India and Pakistan. And then moved to the United States in his early 20s. We're both, I think we're like within months of each other, age-wise. And when we sat down and talked, we realized that although we were from opposite sides of the globe, our lives had been parallel. So it's quite interesting that when he works, you know, uses his art to help me with my business, it goes places I could never in a million years have somebody else. Yeah, I could never pay anybody else to do this. I mean, because he's like channeling pieces of me that people don't even know about.
I was just going to say, you could tell how intuitive he is, because there's no way that you could have verbally told him exactly what you needed, and I'm sure he's been schooled in all the Eastern philosophies and understands that, but you can tell the intuitive ability of that artist to be able to create that. So this is a very powerful person.
Oh, yeah. No, he really is. He's tapped in, like, before I ever had my first cougar encounter, he put a cougar in the intro video to all of my DVDs and digital press kit.
Without even knowing?
No.
Well, he did know.
So here we have the, and the only thing at this point is that I'm intensely interested that he has a cougar on his property. But, you know, I hadn't had a cougar encounter yet.
Well, I'll have to send you a picture of me sitting next to a cougar with my head next, just leaning up against the cougar.
Oh, definitely.
I was so lucky that Tippi Hedren, you know, who's in the movie Birds.
Yes, the Birds, Alfred Hitchcock. He ruined his career.
I know. He wanted her, but she didn't.
He wanted
want
her,
him.
And since he couldn't have her, he wouldn't let her work anywhere.
Right. She owned the studio when I was shooting some Budweiser commercials years back, and I didn't know that, but we were in the studio, and she comes in and says, "What are you doing this weekend?" And well, out there for 4 weeks shooting stuff, and found out she had, 300 and some lions and tigers and leopards and a cougar and all these things. So I
and ligers, because she mated her tigers and whatever. She came up with something called a liger.
Well, I will send you a picture of me and the cougar, so since you like cougars. So it was...
Yeah.
Well, tell your friend that did your artwork. He probably already knows, but you'll be able to see on HinkleArt.com, on that first page, there's some logos there that click through to Redbubble and to Cafe Press and to DeviantArt. These are some amazing, for all the artists that are listening tonight, and for your friend, these are some great tools for artists now that you can actually, for free, create a gallery, put your artwork on there for other people to see and to buy. These places will make everything a little bit more commercial. They'll make t-shirts, they'll make coffee cups, they'll be mouse pads, but really beautiful prints and beautiful cards and everything. So the artist just gets whatever the markup is, and these are things artists could never do before. And it's a great way to really, really network with people who love art, other artists, galleries and stuff. So all the artists that are listening, and please tell your buddy this, but click on those and look at what's available at Cafe Press and Redbubble and at DeviantArt. It's exciting what's available out there now to get this out to everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, should we go to the next one?
Yeah, a Passion Muse. And you've got the Ankh, right? That's the ancient precursor to a cross, isn't it?
And there is inside, and you can't see, this is a huge, huge piece. And this was a little bit, your buddy who works with the Photoshop would understand. This is 7 pieces of pastel that I did. I scanned them each into the computer and then put them all together. And then this is really what is like a traditional underpainting. This is not really the finished. And just in the last week, I blew it up to a huge 18 by 24 print and then went on top of it with pastels over the whole thing and finished it. But it is so, so, so powerful. A lot of symbols in here. Circles and triangles over above her shoulder, right there by the Ankh is a triangle, which is a feminine triangle. The masculine triangle is down by her hip and in that little piece from, like an Egyptian temple that's laying there, there's some of the Aquarius, symbol in there. There's just a lot of symbology and
the colors, the colors are just beautiful, beautiful colors.
Well, I can't wait to send you the next one. But all these pieces were just, again, I asked, how would I put together something to create the right energy? This was to bring passion again, for people to actually feel that passion. The next one, which is Balance Muse, again, has so many different symbols in it and is just to help create, once again, that balance, that center, that harmony that's needed again. So both of these are just done in the last week, finished, and I didn't know if this would work. I'm just guessing. I did all these, like this one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different pastels all put together and then printed out on a big 18 by 24. So both of them are now finished and blew me away, so I was excited.
And how long does it take you to do each one of these?
This was, you know, for each of those 7, 8, or 9 pastels, it took, you know, about a few days, maybe 3 or 4 days of putting all each one of these pieces together and then scanning them and putting them into Photoshop, cutting them out, blending them together, and then printing it out, having the guy that's doing all my, guy named Trotter who's doing all my prints. And it's, again, a wonderful technique I'm having fun with. It's again, that blending of traditional medium and electronic medium to create something that's not just one or the other. It works together. So, again, really fun. And
now, looking, can we, just for a minute, I have questions about the Balance Muse.
Yeah.
Maybe, because Balance is up for me right now. That could be. I'm really zeroed in on this. That looks like the goddess of Wallendorf or something similar.
That is one of the traditional, one of the ones, it wasn't the Wallendorf, it was another one that a lady sent me that was, she said, one of the most powerful ones that have been found. And so I did a little painting of that, but when I laid it on top of the stone where that angel is, it goes right into her, that horn that the goddess was carrying in that stone. This is a drawing, a piece of artwork from a real piece that
right.
was found in a cave, and her rib goes right into that horn. That
that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. So I wanted to. So you have her rib going right into that horn, and then it looks like right where the curve of her back and her rear end is. But you've got a triangle or a circle?
Within a circle. That was one of the first things when I was getting all the information for Plan B, Secrets of the Divine Feminine. That was one of the very first power symbols for feminine that was given to me. And I was, you know, just, I would write them down, and I sent it to a lady by the name of Mary Sir, who was my co-host on my radio show years ago. And she said, well, of course it is powerful. And I said, well, why? And she said, it is the shape of the uterus. She said it's the shape of that triangle of where the ovaries would be in those upper right hand corners and down into. And she said it's the perfect symbol for feminine, and it was traditionally the feminine symbol for, you know, thousands and thousands of years, which I didn't know at the time. So
actually, when you think about it, that the balance looks like an upside down uterus too, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and I put that triangle in the background of that too. So it's pretty powerful. I've given this to a few people before it was finished, and they're just like they leave it right in their bedroom. This is something that they look at every morning.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. Now over to the left, you have some symbols right at the edge of this gold leaf. Does that have any special meaning?
It was again the flower. It was just that flower of the you talked about earlier on, the four directions,
right?
And that balance again of the circle and the four directions and the balance of nature and how everything truly is one. We just as humans try to keep taking things out of that circle, but this is again balance. It's all about balance.
And then what's the feather about? Is that a reference to the angel losing
Yeah, it was going back to the angel, back to part of nature and part of our nature,
right.
and it just had to be there. I didn't question. I stopped.
Okay.
Behind
the gold leaf, is that a face?
It's just it's a old rock that all this stuff is laying on top of, and in that moss, there are still some other shapes. There's a circle up at the top. People think it does look a little bit like a face. Down just to the left of the balance is a male triangle that's in the moss on that rock.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's pretty...
Kind of like embossed. I just love the colors. And this, it has so many layers to it that it really, to me, draws me in and makes me want to try to you know, decipher it and figure out what in the heck is going on there.
I love things where, you know, you look at it, but a couple days later you look at it and you go, wait a minute, I didn't quite see that before, so that
it,
you know, you don't get bored with it very fast.
Okay, now tell us about Love a Hug.
Love a Hug was one of the things when Tracy called from Amazing Dreams Publishing. It's a website that has like 9 million people go to that. Like I said, to have that many people download my in less than a month, to have that many people send emails is phenomenal. So you know, that's like 9,000 people in less than a month. And so it's mostly for lesbian and bi women, and so this was something that I had done that I thought that the audience would love, and they have. They've downloaded it. But it was more of a yin-yang, blonde, brunette, can be enjoyed on many levels. This was a little bit about loving yourself, too, giving yourself a hug, the positive and negative, the... of each of us. So this is almost, in a way, a girl giving herself a hug.
Okay.
But it's really been very stimulating to quite a few people. So however it
now,
works.
This looks to me like you definitely were working from a photograph for this one. Is that true?
This was working from two different photographs, and then so I'll sit there and I'll sketch from the photograph. I'll look at the photographs and sketch it, and then once I've done the undersketching, like a black, gray, I love pencil, I love ink, and then I'll take that and scan it and, you know, print it back out and is one nice bigger piece, and then I like to do real small and then blow it up and then start putting pastels and other pencils on top of it. So
it
must be so
much fun to bring these butts and breasts to life.
Oh, it is. I tell you what, it's you know, it's fun to draw. There's nothing more beautiful than a woman's body. I mean, just every woman's body, just every curve and every is poetry. My mom would take me and my sister to the St. Louis Art Museum, you know, a couple times a month, and you know, you walk in and that's all you see is breasts and butts. And it's interesting here in the Midwest, where some people said, oh my gosh, your stuff is great, but we can't have anything that has nipples.
Excuse me?
And it's like, you know, these are people who love art, we would love to have your stuff in our gallery, but there's nipples on that one. It's like, excuse me, have you walked into the St. Louis Art Museum? There's more nipples there than anywhere. So it's kind of interesting. And then,
amazing how the part of the female anatomy that can feed life,
yes,
feed babies, has become so taboo.
You know, you can go to a football game and here's this big 300-pound redneck with his shirt off jumping up and down, and that's okay to see his nipples flopping around.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather see any woman than that guy. I think anybody would, wouldn't you?
Well, some of those guys have got they're so estrogen dominant and obese that they need to get a bra.
Well, here's the thing that you know, in history, in fact, they said even the you know, that we all come from Adam, but the truth is, as you know, is like every little baby in the womb is a girl until the very last, when the testosterone kicks in. The thing that you can tell is that, look at this, us guys have nipples. Why do we have those if we didn't start as a girl?
Yes, also, if you look at the underside of most men's scrotum, there's a seam.
Yes.
And that's because the labia majora fused together and created
exactly.
A scrotum.
Yes. We've all been, every little fetus is a girl until some point towards the end there, when the testosterone decides, you know, what it's going to be. But we came from women. Women are the only ones that can create, and that's why the creative energy is feminine.
Yeah. No, I agree. Now, I'm looking at touch one.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to figure out what I, because I could see her neck and her hair to the left of her neck, But what is to the right that looks like it's coming right down there to meet her hand?
It's just, what it really is just a little bit on above her thumb you're talking about?
Yes.
It's just the way that it was. That's part of her shoulder and everything, and it's her hair coming
down.
Oh,
okay.
It's
all right.
Just a woman just very close up in the throes of just some kind of
self-pleasuring, I would think.
I would think. And touch one, this is just all the different, very, very important, very high energy. This one was bought, the original, very fast.
It was what?
This one was one of the first things that was bought, one of the paintings that was bought for me very, very fast. I mean, as soon as this one, the lady saw this, she goes, I have to have it, and I have to have more. So
my
the original went real fast, but the prints are available.
Oh, my God. Well, how exciting for you. I'm going to check
in
with our listeners here again and just let everybody know. Look, if you want to follow along and look at this fascinating, amazing art that we're checking out right now, it's a lot more fun to look at it than hear us talk about it. So, but the best of the world is look at it while we're talking about it.
Yes.
Go over to HinkleArt.com. That's HinkleArt.com. Click on galleries and then scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see a little window there that says Terry's Art Presentation for Veronica Monet's radio show. And then you can follow along the slideshow with us, or you can back up and if you have any questions or comments, then feel free to get in contact with us through Twitter. And I'm over at twitter.com/Veronica Monet, or you can Skype me, and that ID is Veronica Monet. Real easy. Just go everywhere you see Veronica Monet. Or if you want to pick up the phone and share a comment or a question, it's 888-228-4494. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-228-4494. And, Terry, that brings us to the heart chakra.
Yeah, number 10.
Beautiful.
Thank you. It was so simple. I kept wanting to do something to this, add something, create more design, put some of the symbols in there. But, again, it wouldn't let me. It just kept making me put the pastels down and just keep it simple, which is, I think, one of my favorite mantras of all time, keep it simple, stupid. I think that's one of
them.
It's a great, great thing. And so it was keeping this simple. It was my intention while I was doing this and the next one and all of the chakras that I'm doing was to embed the vibration of that chakra into this painting. Of course, this one is the heart chakra. All the power, the most important energy and the highest energy in the universe right here, the heart chakra, the center again. So that's what this will do for you as you view it, when you own it. Is bring that loving energy around you all the time.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd have to say it has a very sensuous and calming effect.
Perfect.
Chakra.
Yeah. Now that'll be anything but calming sometimes, isn't it?
I was just gonna say, totally different energy.
Yes. Can you
feel
that?
You have her making a heart shape again. Just
that
about
triangle.
The triangle. Okay.
Yeah. Which it
not
looks
a heart
like,
shape,
it's
a triangle.
It's similar to the heart, but it's that triangle again, that feminine power, the root chakra, which is so much, the head of creation, all of creation, that energy that's created from that root chakra and travels right on up the spine, so pretty darn powerful.
This is where the Kundalini lives.
Yep. All possibilities.
Now tell us about this particular picture. Was this a dream or?
This is just, it's just everything that I have learned, everything about the Kundalini, about energy, about the chakras, about the feminine body, about human body, and just doing this will be just like six or seven of the chakras, and I can't wait to just line them up on a really tall wall, one right up on top of the other. I just finished the throat chakra yesterday, so.
Wow.
I knew you'd like these, so I put these up for you.
Well, thank you so much. I just fast forwarded over here. Well, her nature, what a beautiful, beautiful photo. You've got a flower, you've got leaves, breast, stomach, and, of course, a beautiful, seductive look on her face. What does this photo, her nature, mean to you?
Well, this was something that, you know, I told you I started as an illustrator and went to advertising. When I had created when I was creating an advertising campaign, and when before I would go in to show the storyboards, I would show the clients something that was not the storyboards, but it was a presentation beforehand to give them an idea. This was kind of a concept board. It would show pictures of a setting, of colors, of style, of the kind of people I wanted in the commercial, creating a theater of the mind. Then I would bring out the storyboards. This was the combination. I wonder, where is this coming from? And in pieces is kind of like this, because what I would do is tear these tear sheets and put them together for the concept boards to create a feeling. And what I want to do with these pieces is to create feelings, but to tell stories. The next one I'm doing, you almost want to know what the next frame is. It's just combines to create a feeling and tell a story. This one, her nature was to create a feeling, just a very, very earthy, very real connection to earth and to sensuality and the power of femininity. That's what this one was for.
Yeah, and it's just aesthetically very beautiful to look at, too. The composition is very, very pleasing to the eye. What about It Takes Two? Now, this seems like a bit of a slightly uncomfortable position that this girl has leaned back into.
It was one that I did. It was one of the four pieces that I did just for Amazing Dreams Publishing, and that was the only place that you can get this through a store that is connected, the Cafe Press, to Amazing Dream. It also is full of symbols in the background. In the back, I don't even know if you can, it can be seen very much. I'll pull this up myself, full frame. There are some different, from her throat is coming some different colors. This isn't a really good.
I see it. It looks like it's like pink colors coming from her throat.
Yeah, that coming from her throat. There's a kind of a feminine shape up over her shoulder to the right hand corner up there, and then below, almost keeping her from falling over, there's a little triangle in the background again, which is more of the male. So this is again kind of a yin yang. Blonde, brunette, again, very, very sensual, creating it for that client.
Wow. That's very, very beautiful.
Oh,
and autumn.
Oh, these next two pieces are the newest things that I did that will be for all the, there may be, I might do two winters and I might be a fall and an autumn. That are just the energy of those times, and it's going to be something that I'm having a lot of fun doing these. It'll be seasonal prints, each one carrying the energy of the cycle. Of course, autumn is awareness of all that you're thankful for. I mean, just a beautiful time. Winter's going to be, you know, still the next one, stillness and the growing strength. So. Autumn was the first, and autumn has just online. People are just going crazy about this one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the one I'm crazy about is winter.
Isn't that nice?
Oh my God, I love it. I love the brunette hair. I love the beautiful white fur coat, but it's not identifiable as any particular fur per se. So it could be faux. I don't have to think that there's been any animal cruelty.
And then you got the wolf in the back. Next one for you, I'll put a cougar in one of these.
Well, I love wolves too. I have a 80-pound white German Shepherd who looks like a wolf.
Yeah.
So, is there a story why she's looking over her shoulder at that wolf?
She's just aware. She's just looking back, and you know, she's not scared. She's not. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's just part of nature, part of her nature, and it's at a time when. It's a stillness where everything is good, and it's a time of growing strength, being ready for springtime in a little bit, just letting things kind of relax, kind of go, and just be.
Terry, I can totally see why your art is doing so well online.
Well, thank you.
I can't wait to send these to my friends.
Well, do. In fact, I'll send you, you know, let me know, send me an email again, or I love being on LinkedIn. I mean, LinkedIn is a wonderful thing, but you have my email, and let me know which one you like, and let me gift you a little print of one of them.
Oh, my God. Well, Winter. Winter's
okay,
the one
sure.
I would pick.
I will give you Winter.
Winter is just beautiful.
Well, and these are available
they're
right
all
now.
They're beautiful, so it makes it difficult to choose, but... But Winter's the one that I'm going, wow.
I'll get you a signed, I know the artist very well, and I'll get you a signed. but what's so wonderful is, like, she's available right now at redbubble.com to get as a little greeting card, and they're beautiful, and so is Autumn. But anybody that, some of the stuff we've been talking about, they're at Redbubble, and it's just redbubble.com. I did... put up for tonight so people could go and get it. I wrote an article called The Alchemy of Art, and it talks about the energy that we've been talking about. I think I sent you a little Word document of The Alchemy of Art, and that's kind of what we're talking
about. Oh,
you
did. I actually took a couple of quotes and put it up on Twitter.
It's just so much fun talking to you. I mean, I would have loved to get to find out more about what you've been doing, and we'll have to talk again.
Well, get a show, and then you can interview me.
I know. I did have that. I put together that big show again on Blog Talk Radio, and I just got tired of. I couldn't do that and really get into my art again. So I just,
don't. Whatever you do, don't let anything take you away from your art. Your art's just amazing. And I'm over here at AmazingDreamsPublishing.com, where you can find these cards and others that we didn't get to view tonight. I think No Shame says it all. It's a woman's hand letting go of the fig leaf and dropping
it. It's time to let go.
And that's a fabulous place for us to end the shame-free zone tonight.
Oh. No shame, baby. I hate to end this.
No shame. Quickly, before we have to get off the air here, how can people contact you, and how can they get your beautiful prints? And do you have any exhibits coming up?
There's going to be some shows. I'm going to put up. You'll always be able to go to HinkleArt.com, and there are galleries and shows. You'll know where I'm going to be in your town if you want me to come there. You can actually get any of these pieces by just, you know, clicking on any of the you know, Redbubble, DeviantArt, and anything if you want, cards or anything like that. I do have a rep, and her name and number and everything is there on even the beginning of this, Carol Cohen. You can give her a call. Her number, her email is right there. If you want originals or if you want signed limited edition prints, and if you just have a request, get a hold of me. Just HinkleArt@Charter, charter.net. So HinkleArt@Charter.net, and it's all good. This is fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for a very unique radio show. I love this. Multi-media stuff is really awesome. And congratulations again on your rising... success as an artist.
I appreciate it. It's been fun talking to you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to show this, and yes, I will get you Winter as soon as I get those prints started here in another week.
I can't wait. Thanks, Terry.
Well, I can't wait to talk to you again.
I look forward to it. Take care. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. If you liked what you heard and you want more solutions for your love life, please call me toll-free at 888-903-0050. Once again, that number is 888-903-0050. I am the only person who answers that line, and I am usually available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also visit sexwithoutshame.com to discover more of what I can do for you. And remember, your secret is safe with me.